It's Next Level You on KFOR FM 103.3, 1240 AM. Every Saturday morning, we talk about better health management, mental health management, the definition, and how the good folks at Elevation Health here in Lincoln can help you down that path. Matt Duffy is here. Matt's been a consistent source of information here on Next Level You for the last 3-4 weeks. And Matt, we welcome you back in. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
Only appropriate to have you in today to talk about May as Mental Health Awareness Month. So my first question to you is, what is the definition of mental health?
Yeah, so mental health is, in our perspective, having a brain that's functioning the way that it's supposed to. In the historical sense, it's been a lot of how people feel. And we're really looking to change that into how do you function? Because that's how we look at the rest of the body. How are you functioning? Do you have any issues with how you're functioning? And what we find is feelings tend to follow function. So if you have any issues anywhere, you don't feel good. Right? You feel sick. You feel out of place. You feel like something's off. Those feelings are a result of what's actually going on. And focusing on feelings from a mental health perspective can potentially have us focus on what's not actually the problem. So then we're going down a line of treatments that are not treating the root cause, which means we can only get you so much better than you were because we're not really addressing the root cause of the problem.
But see, that makes perfect sense, Mike, because if my arm is broken, my arm is bothering me, it would be how does my arm function? Am I able to use my arm? Not how does your arm feel? It might feel good, but I can't pick up a pencil. Well, then you don't have function. So it makes sense that that would apply to mental health. How do I know if I have good mental health? What's the gauge, the spectrum?
Yeah, so that's a hard thing to define. So I have an idea today to try and make mental health more relatable. Because one thing we still deal with in mental health, unfortunately, is stigma. And I think part of May being Mental Health Awareness Month is to try and remove this stigma. And we're in a really lucky time right now that for about the past decade, we've had a lot of people who are influencers and well-recognized and looked up to come forward and say they themselves have dealt with mental health, so it's becoming less stigmatized, but there is still that stigma there for a lot of people. And sometimes it's not even the support community, it's the people who have the disease that feel like they're stigmatized, even if they're not. And when we look at people and why things are stigmatized, I think there's still possibly one area that we're not doing a great job of addressing. And it's that for something to not be stigmatized, I have to be able to understand it. As people, we really want to understand why. If I can understand why what's going on is going on and it's relatable to me, then I have a better sense of empathy for what's going on. And that's what mental health has lacked. When you break a bone, I can empathize with you. Even if I haven't broken a bone before, I can see, oh, that's broken. You're in pain. Something's wrong. I can identify something's not right, and we're moving forward. Part of the potential reason why mental health has had an issue with this is the way to describe mental health has always been feelings. I feel sad is depression. I feel overly happy can be mania. I can't focus. Focus is somewhat of a feeling. The problem is most people experience this, and most people experience it in a way that it's not a chronic issue. So I'm sad because I watched a sad movie, but I came out of it tomorrow. So when you're sad, why can't you come out of it? And kind of like we talked a second ago, feelings are possibly the result to function. So I want to phrase why you're having feelings in a way I don't think it's really been phrased before. And granted, this is not based in medical degrees. I'm not a clinician. What we try and do a lot of times is take what medicine knows and put it in a way that people without medical degrees can understand. Because even when I listen to my dad, who's a doctor, talk, it all goes over my head. And sometimes this is problems people have when they go to doctors is they leave the office not really understanding what was just talked about because there's a gap in language that physicians use and people without those degrees can relate to. So we're trying really hard at our office to find ways to communicate what the physicians know into language that, that other people can understand. So when we look at the brain, and what we talked about last week was with some of our new technologies, like our brain network monitoring / EEG program, we can now really see that brains are broken when you have mental illness. That's something we haven't been able to really know before. We had guesses, but now with some of the newer technologies, we can have images that distinctly show your brain is operating differently than it's supposed to. And operating differently is just a different way to say broken. The interesting thing is if you have a broken part anywhere else in your body, what do you experience?
Pain.
Pain. So why don't you experience pain when your brain's broken? Not a lot of people know your brain is not able to feel pain. You have no pain receptors in your brain. So when we do brain surgery, most people are actually awake when they're cutting the brain because you can't feel what's going on.
What about a headache?
Well, it's a head, not a brain. So
good
you
answer.
Still have pain receptors in your scalp. In the skin around your brain.
In the neck. Yeah.
So usually when you feel pain, it's in the scalp or the skin or the eyes, you know, areas surrounding the brain, but it's not actually your brain that's in pain.
Okay. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Because that's a question,
pain.
Right? So if your brain doesn't experience pain, how does it let you know that it's broken? Because the rest of the body goes, pain, pay attention to me, I need help. If you break your arm's going, pay attention, we have an issue here.
Mm-hmm.
So if your brain doesn't experience pain, how does it let you know that it's broken?
Oh.
Right?
I don't know.
This is a great question.
I don't know.
And
that
we don't really know. But there's an idea that your brain understands feelings. Feelings are processed in the brain. So what if when your brain's broken, it's trying to draw attention to it by making you have a feeling you wouldn't normally have in that situation? So why are you experiencing sadness all the time? For no reason. Is that just your brain going, I'm broken, I need help, I'm giving you something out of the ordinary to look at so that you pay attention? And it goes for, it's not just sad, right? I can't focus. Well, you can't focus, why can't I focus? And we both feel like I don't want to listen in school, but I can make myself listen, you can't. It's getting away from trying to help people understand that it's not choices that we're making when we're feeling these things, right? So the inability to focus is one way that your brain's going, I can't process the information because the networks are broken. So pay attention to me. Something's going on up here. I need help. And if we start to look at these things as the pain, your brain's in pain, but it can't communicate to you in pain. Anywhere else that we have pain, no one questions that we need help. You know, if your arm's broken, if your liver's failing, if you have chest pain, anywhere else we use the word pain, people say, yeah, go to the doctor, you need help, something's wrong. But if the one part of your body that's the most complicated, and this is part of the reason why we don't have a lot of great answers, is the brain is less understood than oceans and space still, even though we've had access to it for longer. We don't really understand everything that's going on up there. So we're having to try and piece together the clues it's giving us until we can get a better understanding. And if we look at mental health and feelings as really just the brain trying to communicate I'm broken, well, whenever you have a broken arm, I don't give you pain pills. I don't say, oh yeah, your arm's broken. Well, I'll just give you pain pills to make the pain go away.
Without fixing.
Right. You want your arm fixed. You want
arm.
The function back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when we talk about mental health, we want to somewhat get away from treating just the feelings, because that'd be like in other parts of the body just treating the pain. You want the function of your whatever it is that's broken back. You want to be able to use your arm again. You want to be able to use your leg again or your kidney or whatever it is that has pain. The pain tends to go away when we fix the function. And that's the idea that we're coming at from mental health, is the feelings are the result, just like pain's the result. And if I can fix the function, the feelings will follow. Before we had a lot of treatments, our culture addressed mental health without really knowing that they were addressing mental health through whenever there's serious life events that cause people to feel differently than they normally do, we surround them with support networks. We talk about it. We allow them time to grieve. Whatever it is, if we can identify the source, it's much easier. Oh, your mom died. I understand if my mom died, I'd be in a similar situation. I'd want time too. The hard part is when it's not something identifiable. Well, why do you feel the way you do? You haven't lost a loved one. You haven't. There's nothing I can point to. Well, that's when we get into the diseases, right? And we, unfortunately today, don't know what's causing them, but we know that they're breaking. They're breaking your brain. And now it's like, now if you come to our office and have the test that we do done, you can go back to your family with basically an x-ray and show them, this is my brain and this is how it's broken. Similar to taking an x-ray of your arm and going, look at my bone. It's got a break in it. When you are able to give people something to grab onto and understand versus just saying, this is how I feel, well, I want concrete evidence of why you're feeling why you're feeling.
And what I've learned today is that, and we'll continue this conversation because this is Mental Health Awareness Month, is that it isn't about feelings, it's about function.
Yes.
And that's what's going on at Alivation here in Lincoln at 8550 Cutshill Circle. If we've triggered some intrigue here and you want to call and get more information, two ways to do it. You can call 402-476-6060 or go to the Alivation website, alivation.com, and we'll talk more about mental health. We've got just under a month to go to talk about this.
Yeah, there's
function over feeling.
Unlimited conversations in this
Let's
area.
Pick it up next week. Matt Duffy joining me from Alivation Health. The best way to go is alivation.com. You'll find all the information there. And you can join us every Saturday morning here on KFOR for Next Level You.